Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. This is Chrissy McManamy with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and we are excited that you have joined us on a Saturday morning right here in Siouxland with some of the great activities that are going on. So hopefully you can get outside today and enjoy some of the fun things we have to offer in our community. And we're going to be talking about one of the great long-time events that has taken place. We're going to be talking about the 63rd annual Rivercade Festival and all of the great activities that go along with that. So I'm going to introduce you to our guests in just a moment. But first, I want to send a big thank you back to the Powell Broadcasting Studios and our producer, Justin Barker, for all the great work he does to get this program on the air. And a big thank you to our sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. So as we talk about some of the fun things that happen in the summer months, summer is one of my favorite times. And I did not grow up in the Sioux City area, but I've been around the community since I was 21 years old. And one of my first memories of the community is going to Rivercade. And so it's always had a special place in my heart. And I know for a lot of you listening today, this is a special festival because of all of the events that take place. And so our guest today, we have Laura Vanderswag, who is the Rivercade Board President and longtime volunteer with Rivercade. And we also have with us, we have royalty, ladies and gentlemen. We have Princess Abby Schweisberger, one of the two princesses. We also have Princess Bryn and Queen of the River, Ireland Lanigan. They couldn't make it with us here today, but we have Princess Abby, who's going to give us the lowdown on some of the great things that they have going on and in the royalty contest, which is coming up soon. So Laura, Laura and Abby, thank you and welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you, Chrissy.
And so Laura, let's first start with you because I know you have been involved in Rivercade for so many years. I know I've helped out with a lot of events and you have always been there, but a lot of people may not know the history of you. And so you did not grow up in Sioux City, but you did grow up in Siouxland.
Yes, I'm a Northwest Iowa native. I've only lived as far south as Smithland. My hometown is Hall, a Boyden Hall graduate, Northwestern College graduate, started teaching at Westwood of Smithland, at Smithland at that time, and then moved over to Morningside College, and Western Iowa Tech is where I retired from, so in Northwest Iowa all my life.
And have been involved in education, which is great. So thank you
for
that.
Yes. Yeah. Admissions and retired as registrar. So worked with a lot of young people over the years. A lot of people returning to school.
Yeah. So how did you first get involved in Rivercade? I mean, because you have been involved in so many different things over the years. How did you first get involved in Rivercade or even hear about Rivercade?
I grew up knowing about Rivercade, but became involved, I look back at it, and it was 1994, which means it's over 30 years, which is about half of the existence of Rivercade, and that's hard to believe. But like many people who volunteer, it was simply from an ask, and I'm going to pull a name out of the past here, but I believe it was Julie Negus, who is a former royalty and on the fleet at that time, and said, would you like to join the fleet? And I thought, well, of all fleets to join, this sounds like the most fun and most interesting. So came on, literally on board, ahoy mateys, joined in.
No pun intended. Oh, wait, pun intended.
Yes. So it was because somebody asked me. That's how I became involved.
And isn't that funny? Because that's how a lot of us get involved in most things, right? Somebody asked.
Exactly. That one-on-one communication.
And so big shout out to Julie Negus, as you said, a former Rivercade royalty. Former people may remember her as a former weather person at KCAU back in the day and real estate agent here in Sioux City. And that was a Rivercade was important to her as well. So you got involved with her. So tell us about like how you started, like what types of things did you do in that role?
In that role, I was fleet member. Everything was new to me. The first year just really watched and observed, was a chaperone to the royalty. And then later on became the, at that time we had fleets, so with a lot of different titles, and I think I was a fleet officer, and that meant doing more of the organization of working with royalty, and I did that for a number of years. And then I backed off and maybe for a year or two was still involved, but not as much. Then someone asked me to be a board member. And I thought, well, this will be good to see from the broader perspective. And then as a board member, it was a few years later that they asked me to be president. And it's a title I've held a long time. And so I'm familiar with a lot of aspects of the organization.
Well, we appreciate your volunteerism, mm-hmm. and you're part of a group that has worked for many years to make this a reality. So thank you for that. We appreciate that. And we also have with us Princess Abby Schweisberger. Princess, have you ever gotten used to being called a princess?
It definitely took over a year and a half. Now if I go out in full regalia, like this morning, I went to Coffee Works to grab a quick latte. I definitely got some stares and a couple congratulations. So, I mean, it's really nice to hear.
to our listening viewers at home, I am sitting next to royalty. She has a sash on, a Rivercade princess sash on, and a tiara. So it's very, very few times can you say that you're actually sitting next to and interviewing royalty. So it is an honor to have you in the studio with us.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be sitting next to Laura. We definitely have lots of great times.
So we want to get to know you as well, Abby. So tell us a little bit about yourself, because you grew up in Sioux City.
I did. I grew up in Greenville, which is right next to Morningside. My whole life, went to East High and was part of the dance team there and the cheer team, FCA. I went to church in Morningside. Overall, just completely involved within the neighborhood itself and kind of in the city. Whatever event was going on, we were there.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. And we are talking with Rivercade royalty. We have Abby Schweisberger joining us, as well as Laura Vanderswag, who's the Rivercade board president. And Abby, as a young person, how did you hear about Rivercade? Like, what's your first memory of even knowing anything about Rivercade?
Well, we would go to the smile contest, of course. But as I've grown, I've come to realize I've kind of been surrounded by Rivercade royalty. My high school dance team coach, Celeste, was queen back in the 80s, I believe. And my dance coach at the studio I go to, of course, Performing Arts Studio, Mary Older and Dami, was a princess. And so just always kind of been around it. And so when the time came, Celeste texted me and said, hey, you should really apply for this. I think you would be an amazing candidate. And off to the races we were.
And so you have been a princess for Rivercade now for almost two full years, and you're about to give up your crown to somebody else.
I know, but I'm so excited for like the next kind of, now I wouldn't say generation, that makes me sound really old, but the next group of girls to get the same opportunities we did, and just, I don't see the outreach that one can really have within a community, and like the amount of organizations that are in a city and who needs help, what are areas that maybe they could be volunteers in or could lift up in their free time or maybe want to work in the future. I think it's just a great opportunity to talk to people as well. That's so important.
And a lot of people may or may not realize that the Rivercade Royalty Contest has a scholarship involved in it. It is a scholarship program, and that's huge for young people, young women in our community, because it's that additional thing that helps them with schooling, but also at the same time, you're learning some different skills. So tell us about that takeaway.
Yes, the scholarship is a huge, huge point about this whole opportunity. Like, you should be pursuing higher education. That's really what we're working for. And it allows you to get that outreach amongst people, how to talk to different groups of people. And it translates so well into college, how to talk to professors, how to talk to faculty, your fellow teammates, or if you're on a group project. It really just expands your ability to communicate with all of those around you. And I think the scholarship is just kind of the cherry on top of all those opportunities.
And let's talk about that just a little bit, those opportunities that you have had, because you're talking about public speaking, which having the opportunity to stand up in front of people, which is scary for a lot of young people, right? When you're starting out, scary for a lot of adults as well.
Yes, it can be scary, but you know, you gotta face your fear at some point. And you know, you just never know unless you try. And speaking to the masses is a great way nowadays to really get a message out there, or show that you support an organization, their meaning, their message. And the process in which we go through for the coronation and crowning of our new court involves public speaking to some extent, just kind of easing you into it.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about that that event coming up, because the coronation is part of the activities that are taking place in the next couple of weeks. And so we're visiting with Abby Schweisberger, who is a princess, a Rivercade princess, who's about to end her reign as a princess, which is kind of sad. But at the same time, as you said, it's about the next group of girls to take on that title and take on that leadership roles. And we're also talking with Laura Vanderswag, who is the Rivercade board president. We're going to take a quick break and talk about the great things happening with Rivercade after this.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? Call NAI United, the leading commercial real estate firm in Siouxland, serving our community for over 20 years. Connect with their experts, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, Madison Craighead, Aiden Vanderloo, and Chris Bogenreef. NAI United agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, which means they can assist you regardless of your location. NAI United has commercial real estate solutions for you. Visit NAIUnited.com to learn more. For all your commercial real estate needs, call NAI United.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. You're listening on KSCJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. And we're visiting today with Laura Vanderswag and Princess Abby Schweisberger. We're talking about Rivercade, which this is the 63rd year for this, which really makes it the longest running summer festival in Sioux City. And Laura, there are a lot of great events coming up. It's not just one week anymore. I know way back when it used to be like one week packed of activities. But really, Rivercade has been so many different events now spread out, which creates some more opportunities.
Exactly, Christy. We have events not just in July, although we still have a focus coming up, like you said, the next couple of weeks. But we've already had our cardboard sled races. People love that. They get to be creative. Our events are geared toward families and children for the most part. We do have a bar stool open. That's a more of an adult event. But the Bluegrass Festival was in June. That's for the entire family. Now coming up, we have volleyball. We've had some golf tournaments.
Yeah, the volleyball tournament is today, as a matter of
exactly.
fact.
Exactly. So we have, fortunately, Rivercade has partnerships with some of the businesses around Sioux City, and that one happens to be at Jim's Lounge. So people can sign up for through the website. It's going on today, so if you can always go down there and see if you can maybe pick up in a game. But
right, and at least cheer them on. See what's
that's
going
right,
on.
Yeah.
If see you didn't get on a team this year, you could get on a team next year. So
sure.
That's an option.
Yeah.
But also, you've got the car show coming up.
Yeah.
So next Saturday, the 25th, July 25th, there's quite a few events taking place.
That's a very busy day. We have three big events that day. And one of the long-running traditions is a smile contest, and that will take place, the preliminaries, at the mall. Ages 4 through 12, three different categories. Our royalty will be there that day, but they will not be making any decisions that day. They're just there to host, and there will be winners going on. They'll participate in the parade, and then after the parade, they will again, those winners be acknowledged, and we'll see who has maybe the best grin or the toothiest smile, that type of thing.
Isn't it funny, though, that when you talk about the smile contest, because you talk to people and they're like, I remember when I was in the smile contest when I was 9. I mean, that's one of those things where that has such a long lasting legacy of memories for people.
And that's a great point, Christy. This is actually the third generation experiencing Rivercade. And a few years ago, we had someone contact us through the website. A gentleman said, I remember being in the smile contest. Could I be a judge? So he was that year.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And another big event a week from today is the car show, historic fourth car show, manned by one of our one of our board members who really initiated that. And then we also have the skateboard tournament.
And going on in Cook Park. So you have such a wide range of things. You know, as we mentioned, Rivercade used to be kind of focused on one week in July with concerts and things like that. And it has evolved because, once again, people have evolved in 63 years, right? And what they're doing with their time. And so I enjoy the fact that you've added so many other things and evolved with the times to hit lots of different demographics, lots of different and with families in the focus.
Right. And I like to describe Rivercade as traditional yet flexible. We have traditions that are the hallmark of Rivercade, the parade, the smile contest, the royalty. But we've had to be creative, as every organization that wants to sustain itself, to continue to go, because the world has changed. There's a lot of expenses to bringing in big concerts, and we have opportunities for that through the Tyson and through the Orpheum. So we like to feature and showcase local bands or area bands, and we do some of that, and just really keep our focus, try to think throughout the year, what are families going to enjoy? What are the children going to enjoy? Because we want to keep that future generations here in Siouxland. We want to remember them, like you mentioned, people reminiscing on their experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Abby, I know coming up on July 29th, Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m., it's, of course, the Rivercade Parade, and there's a lot of people who, I mean, I remember in my TV days broadcasting that from on top of a very hot roof in 100-degree heat sometimes, and it's one of my favorite things to see, right, is this Rivercade Parade, and you'll be riding in the parade and waving.
Yes, I will. I love the parade. I love seeing everyone out and all the kids. It's just such a great time for everybody.
And so what do you take away from the parade? Like what kind of things should people know about the parade?
Well, I think it's a great time for community outreach and really just enjoy the opportunities that we have to offer, really, and just indulge in the movement. But I think it's also important for people to participate in the events throughout the day. Go see things maybe they haven't been to before. Go look at new things. Don't be scared to bring the kids. Make it really like a good family outing.
Yep. And I know the parade this year goes down 4th Street. I believe it starts at what, Court? And so it's on 4th. You know, it's had a couple of different routes over the years, depending on construction, but it starts at 4th and Court and makes its way down. And then the smile contest, the finals for the smile contest, the ice cream social, that's actually done by the Public Museum, correct?
Right. Right. We changed that location a couple of years ago, and it's worked very well because it's near the parade, the end of the parade route. It's a lovely grassy area. It just is a nice gathering spot.
Absolutely. Okay. So when they come down for the parade, I know a lot of folks put up their lawn chairs early and stake out their spot along the parade, but stick around for the ice cream social and the smile contest.
Absolutely. It's a nice way just to conclude the parade. The parade goes down 4th Street, and the location of the museum, we have a little stage there. We'll be bantering with the children. It's not only for their families, but if you just like to see children smile and generate enthusiasm, what could be better?
Absolutely. Now, is there still time if you want a float, if you're a business and you want a float in the parade? I didn't know when the deadline for that is.
Great, great question. Go to our website, and there is an application form on the website. I believe the cutoff date is July 20. So we really encourage you to get that submitted by the 20th, which is coming right up.
Yep.
But if, like I say, we try to work with agencies. We know that sometimes if you're in a nonprofit or business that things sneak up on you. So don't ever hesitate to just call Phil, check it out, call somebody you know on the board.
Yes.
We want you.
Absolutely. And I do want to mention there's two new events, or I should say there's also two other events after the parade. You've got the open mic night that's coming up on the 30th. And then there's a new event, which is foot golf at Sun Valley. So could you explain that one a little bit?
I have not seen foot golf, but I can only imagine. I guess it involves your feet yeah, and some golf. And
yeah,
so it's not for the faint of heart. Sounds like a fun time to try. There's probably some people who are more experienced with that. So come out and participate or come out and watch.
Yep. And once again, information on the website. So check that out. Check that out as well. Okay. So Abby, I want to talk because the coronation is coming up on August 1st. So so we've got about a dozen ladies who are vying to be the next queen of the river and a Rivercade princess. What advice do you have for them as they're coming into, because they'll be doing interviews. Tell us a little bit about that week.
It's a really good opportunity to really just show us who you are, show us, you know, what your personality is, how you could be a great ambassador for this organization and how you can truly lead. We really use it as a guidance for who will best use this opportunity to grow their skills for life and use that outreach for something good. And it's nothing scary. Totally, totally nice. Our judges are always wonderful. Us, Prince Royalty, we will be there. Let's see. There's always great questions by our wonderful judges every year. It's a really good opportunity to showcase your skills and what you're trying to do with this program.
So I know the deadline to apply for this year has passed. It's a 2-year term that you serve, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what would you say to the young ladies out there? It's not just Sioux City. This is a Siouxland competition. So if they're looking, they might be high schoolers today, or they might be college students. What would you say to them to encourage them of why this is an important scholarship program?
Well, it's specifically for the young ladies of the Siouxland area and the surrounding areas. We're looking to better improve our local education of our young ladies. So if you're not graduating this year, maybe you're a sophomore or you're a junior and you're just kind of starting to look at some scholarships for your local colleges, if you're planning to stay around here, this is definitely one to start looking into. Maybe keep a watchful eye out at all the events that we go to. We would love to see people really start to reach out and use this scholarship to better our communities.
All right. And we've been visiting with Princess Abby Schweisberger. Thank you so much. Queen Ireland Lanigan, and congratulations also to Princess Bryn. That would be their last parade with their waving of the hands. And so we appreciate that. Thank you, Laura Vanderswag, for joining us. And we hope you have a wonderful Rivercade celebration. So thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Christy.
And we encourage you to come on out to Rivercade, take in all of the great events, and check the information out on their website. That's river-cade.com. This has been Christy McManamy. And thank you for joining us for Grow Siouxland this week. Make it a good one.